Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mama brings it up Sunday evening. We're going to watch a family movie. And
it's, what's it called? Was it called Nest Egg?
Yesterday.
How is your hearing doing?
Yesterday, Rob.
What's it called? Nest Egg?
Well, you know, sometimes diction is important as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I do have a problem with that. Yeah. Just breaking before the show, when somebody was asking what maneuver was used to help free this vessel.
Yes.
Somewhat. They said the push-pull maneuver, which is basically rocking a boat.
Push me, pull you.
Yeah, exactly.
What you guys don't understand as you're talking about it is I'm a D.C. blah, blah, blah. I work for the Department of blah, 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 blah. And you have to be aware of the fact the excavation teams that went out there with the National Geographical Survey. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Sir, are you a GS,
sir?
I'm a GS for I'm a GS. What you guys are failing to mention is the blip, blip, I commute from Front Royal all the way. Blip, 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 blip.
Hated that.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Beaufort, South Carolina, Carbondale, Illinois, Smyrna, Tennessee, Santa Barbara, California, Parker, Colorado, and Gwangju, South Korea. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. See? See how nice and smooth that was? I wrote it. I thought about it. It was great. Welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa. Daddy came in with a case of the Mondays today. I don't know what the hell was wrong with me, but this is like our third start of the show that I screwed up.
All good, very strange.
First of all, let me give you my list of mistakes. I printed out the wrong opening to the show and didn't realize that until the show started. Then I didn't alert Rob to the fact that the send coming out of Washington, D.C. was very low until we were halfway through it. And then I realized it, which was terrible. And other than that, everything's fine. Welcome to Monday. Glad to have you with us here. We are we're thrilled. I had the best luck this morning that I've had in a very long time.
Yeah, you said this screaming coming in, but you were vague. You wouldn't tell us what. You wouldn't even clue us in on it.
Because there's some parts to this. There's some moving parts.
Pieces, parts.
I got, because of the wonderful Linda Herr, my COVID vaccination a couple of weeks back. I get my second one next week on April 8th.
Right.
Linda was wonderful to do that for me. At the time, I don't want to call it a sense of desperation, but at the time, we weren't quite into the fact that everybody was kind of getting these vaccines. It wasn't moving. It is now down
Seems
in Florida
to be, yeah.
where you can't walk into anybody with that hasn't at least started to get the vaccine at least one half of it. Things are moving very well in that department. However, they made a change in Florida, which was 40 and above starting today. 40-year-olds and older get it today. So I immediately think of my lovely bride. And then Monday is, from my experience of trying to track down a vaccine, Monday is not a good day. It's a problematic day. Usually, at least in our area, the vaccines are not available. And so, especially right down where we are, because we are in the belly of the beast as far as older people trying to get vaccines.
And you've got a surge in Florida, so everybody has it top of mind, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you mean a surge in vaccines or a surge in the COVID?
The COVID, because of the spring break.
Spring break, Miami on lockdown.
Forever.
Yeah, thanks to that. Thanks for keeping the state open and not paying attention. Saw a lot of that when I went down to visit my sister. We didn't go into those joints, but a lot of people did. So young and old, don't just blame the kids. Coming down to Florida, blame the adults as well. So anywho, I'm going on this website, and what's frustrating when anybody who has tried to find the vaccine has probably experienced a bit of this, if it's through private entities, where you will go to a website called vaccinefinder.org, I believe that's what it is, and you will click on it, and then they will show you certain areas that have them, and they say in stock. And then by the time you click through to that particular Walmart or CVS or Winn-Dixie or wherever you are looking for it, you will see that they are book solid for the week. Right. And it requires a lot of clicking and a lot of doing, but, you know, you go through it and you do that.
But
so
it's still difficult. In a world where it's easier to find a match on, or so I've been told by Schmosker Fantana's friends,
yes,
that adultfriendfinder.com has, don't go there at work, not safe for work, has a lot more robust capabilities than the vaccinefinder.com does. That's a sad state of affairs.
It's frustrating. Yes, yeah. It's frustrating. Yeah. So I was, I had done my show prep early today and I was backing up to this and it was getting close to showtime and I was getting frustrated and then I gave up. I am not exaggerating in the slightest when I said I was getting ready to click out of, I think, a Walmart or a CVS website because I was done, when my phone rang and I saw Lee County COVID on my my identifier. So not only are they doing it, but they put it up there. Now, and what I realized, it was the health department in the great state of Florida calling me to schedule my vaccine. Why is this significant?
Yeah.
Because I mentioned that right around the time Linda Herr got me a vaccine appointment, I got a call from somebody who spoke very poor English.
I remember.
And I thought it could be a scam.
Mm-hmm.
I am here to tell you that's a confirmation. It was a scam. So be aware, there are people out there.
It was a scam?
I didn't get far. Well, there's no way I would have gotten
two calls.
This call was so formal with so much information given to me that we have to bring, with no request of any personal information, none whatsoever, just a list and an immediate schedule time for today for Carla to get her first half of the Moderna vaccine, because they were allowed, because 40 is eligible today. She is going out to the airport
at
3:45 to get her first half of the honey, are you home?
Will she be coming back?
No. Anyway, what's
don't know when I'll be back
again.
She's
like, I got my shot.
Leaving on a jet plane.
I'm talking about this morning, they were calling me and I said, well, I've been vaccinated and I've got my other one scheduled. May I get one for my wife? And she said, is she eligible? I said, yes, she is.
That's so great. That is so awesome.
That's just weird. But it also tells me
the gift of life.
That tells me also it has to be the last guy that called me who could hardly form a sentence. It has to be a scam.
Yeah, it has to be.
There's just no way, because there was no identifier on the call whatsoever. And, be aware, unfortunately.
I hope Carla's listening.
My God. I mean, take these people out and shoot them in the public square.
You saved Carla from Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And now you saved her from COVID.
That's right.
I'm feeling pretty. I came into the show with a little extra spring in my step today.
Pep in your step.
After a
long morning.
It feels great.
A long morning of polishing that shining armor, you crazy knight, you.
And as a man,
I couldn't believe it.
A provider, it's so great, that takes pride in providing.
So I got to call her. She was at the grocery store, and I got to call and say, honey, I just was on 6 or 7 different websites, and I know you put a call into Linda Herr, and it's just it's the day. It's tough. So
Your own vaccine angel for your wife.
And then I said, but guess who's going to the airport at 3:45 today?
And then she said, who's calling?
Who is this? Who is this? Are you on 75 hard or phase 1 or phase 2 or phase 8? As I try to become a fitness model so I can ultimately leave you. But anywho.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a good day. And then I was so excited.
Cool.
I forgot to do about 9 things in here. And we had to start the show not once, not twice. We only got it right on our third go round. I got it right. Finally.
It's A-OK. With what's on your mind and what you accomplished today, that's fantastic.
It's very cool. Yeah.
My mother gets her second dose for the Moderna vaccine today.
That's good. So that's exciting. Say that the second
super excited.
One might be a little sore, achy
that's why,
after that.
A doctor's taking her, or two doctors, my father and my brother-in-law, are driving her. As she looked at me with those puppy eyes, she said, "Are you taking me?" Remember last time she wanted to go Chick-fil-A and ruin my entire day?
Right.
I said, no.
Turn Oscar up a little bit to me, will you,
bet.
Please?
Uh-huh.
I said, no, Mom, I'm going to work tomorrow. Costa's here on vacation, and he's a doctor. Yeah, and then Dad's a doctor, and two of you are going to be better
Costa
off than
Costa is
I
your
am.
Sister's husband.
Yes, yes, yes. He's in town.
And is he in town?
He's in town, baby, and he's vaccinated as well.
Shocker. Is your sister in town, too?
My sister comes in on Wednesday, because I think she had a delivery or something to do with being a pediatrician that she had to take care of.
Oh, I thought you meant like an Amazon something.
No,
Costa's a pediatrician too, right?
He's a pediatric intensivist, so he takes care of babies' hearts.
It's amazing that both you, both of your siblings, your sister and your brother, both married not only doctors, but doctors in the same general specialty.
That's right. Which anesthesiologist, is pretty anesthesiologist, pediatrician, and pediatric specialist. And yeah, I married a junket. It's great.
Wow. Stop it. Nope.
Did not expect that.
DJ to junket.
Well, actually, let's paint broader strokes. It's nicer. So, radio guy, radio gal. That's
radio
what
guy,
it is.
Radio
now, has your mom
Rob,
chosen
Rob married
outfit?
A cartographer.
That's right. Exactly.
I don't
Carrie
know how
was
that
a cartographer.
Happened.
Well, when you go around a GPS and stuff, would that still be some of her work, right, that she did?
Well, oh, God, absolutely. The initial stuff that MapQuest, which I believe became Waze, MapQuest was the original software. Her job was to drive around, route, and take pictures of road signs and bring it back to the computer guys so they could enter in all the exits and all
were
the signs.
Were you into maps when you met her?
I was pretty much into maps when I was a furniture delivery guy. Do you remember the Alexandria Drafting Company maps? They were 12 by 18 inches.
You buy them at 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, and every county had one.
The laminated ones?
No, they were paper maps, but they were books, and you would have in the front.
Black, yellow, red.
I love laminated maps when I was using them. I loved to have so they wouldn't get all crapped up or folded or crinkled
or anything.
We would destroy them, because what happens is when we were planning out our furniture deliveries, we would find the map it was in. Say if it was the Fairfax County map, we would say, this delivery is on page 15A9. And so we'd go to the grid and we'd know where it was, and we'd have to actually, one of the jobs, if you weren't driving the truck, was actually to do turn by turn. I was Waze before there was Waze.
It would be an understatement, I believe, at this stage in our society to say that we are that we are geographically illiterate. We are.
I bet a kid today couldn't read a map. I bet
if you and to be honest with you, it's the same way in boating now. But with boating, it's kind of a prerequisite that you know your way around a chart in case you have a power failure. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because there's a big difference between making a wrong turn on the highway and then being lost at sea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I remember I had to take a map, take a chart, and pilot a little 17-foot boat in the fog from point A to point B with a compass and a chart. That's how
remember,
I think
2 years ago we learned, Mike, that we had to teach Rob that you couldn't just take the Potomac up into Georgetown because you'd hit rocks. Because if you don't have a chart, you just see them coming.
Well, you
at
can
you,
take
right?
it into Georgetown. You can't take it any further than Georgetown.
Yeah, but we can't commute to Rob's house up the Potomac because you go over the fall.
We tried, but when we got to Great Falls, it was horrible, and I got to work soaking wet. It was horrible.
What happened? Did I miss something with this show?
You might have been
was
out
it one
that
of my,
day.
My liberal vacation days?
No. He was in town because he was teaching us about boating. He was telling us which way we had to go on the boat.
On the boat?
Yes.
On a boat. No, we theorized that when I was bemoaning my commute is much nicer now because everyone's staying at home. But a few years ago, when my commute was quite lengthy, I discussed the possibility. I said, I live less than a mile from the Potomac River in Leesburg. And I discussed the idea of taking a boat into work because there'd be very little traffic. But then Oscar brought up the notion of the rocks and Great Falls and how it might be sort of a tough, a tough arrival. So we tabled
I'm
that.
Sure. I wonder.
We told
Mark Twain
that wasn't going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder when you talk about Great Falls, called Great Falls because of the shallows and the rapids,
it's great.
It's great. But do you think? Here's a just totally random for our DC listeners. Do you think in the history of that waterway that it was ever contemplated to do any kind of engineering work to perhaps
like a bunch of lock and key systems to get the water.
Make
well,
that.
I believe I mean, we there had was the, a, the, there was a we, canal at Great we Falls.
Had the,
I believe
we had the canal, right?
Yeah,
we
had
the CNO canal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes,
to get by that particular area.
Ding.
But you can't use it, but it's not used
anymore.
Although
they're rebuilding
right?
it now. It's really for tourists. It doesn't make sense. It's so slow.
But like,
and the mosquitoes,
I mentioned this.
Love it. Yeah.
You talk about the Staten Island Ferry. You talk about the different ferries around
Suez.
Manhattan. And you talk about our insane traffic. The Suez Canal. That'll be featured in the next segment.
Thank you.
Please
yes.
calm down about that. The idea of improving our commutes might be relevant by heading up the river.
Well, they just threatened to shut down. I think they are bringing it back, but White's Ferry is a great time saver if you're out in Loudoun County, you want to get into
Phenomenal
Maryland.
Phenomenal time saver.
It's
no
amazing.
Matter where you are to cross the river up at that point. I've used it. I used it a lot when I used to have to I didn't want to deal with going across
I think the gist,
different bridges.
Mike, I think it's cheaper and this is actually relevant because they've proposed another bridge for I want to say like 2 decades now.
Mm-hmm.
Another full-time bridge or a third bridge for the American Legion Bridge, like another lane.
Another span.
Really? That's the solution to just south of Alexandria to put another lane on that quagmire that is the Woodrow Wilson Bridge? President.
Well, they recently rebuilt. They totally replaced it like 10 years ago, didn't they?
Yeah.
12 years ago.
Yeah, I
they replaced
that.
A bad bridge with a bad.
It was
bridge.
A drawbridge before, was
yeah,
it? Not?
Yeah, exactly. I remember
Charlie ran it.
If you go back into the show's history, Charlie lived. Charlie had two houses.
I did
Oscar,
not know
yes.
that.
Charlie lived as he described it. He lived on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge on the house with the dime on it, and then sometimes when he wanted to vacation, he lived in that little house on a. Constitution Avenue and 17th Street.
Yep.
The one
yep,
that's on the corner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he lived there too.
The Woodrow Wilson was rebuilt. I'm talking about the American Legion.
Oh, right below Claire Barton Parkway over the Potomac from Virginia into Maryland. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's where they want to put
another
lane?
That's another crap bridge.
Yeah, another
span. That's a garbage bridge. Go down into like a valley and it's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's the worst.
Yeah.
You need another full bridge maybe a little further up the river.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. Mm-hmm. This is very DC-centric
It's fine.
Here.
But everyone deals with traffic and I'm sure there's crumbling infrastructure
everywhere.
If we
were taking phone calls on a Washington, D.C. morning show right now, we'd be getting calls that would be along the lines of, let me get my phone.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see if I've got that.
Please.
All right.
Taking
Hold
your
on.
Calls now at 432.
I want to see what it would sound like.
WMAL. That's 432 WMAL.
We get a call that sound like this.
Yeah, guys. Listen, the engineering department is considering this on the Woodrow Wilson Cabbage outside the beltway.
I just use the phone sound effect just for that.
What you guys don't understand as you're talking about it is I'm a D.C., blah, blah, blah. I work for the Department of blah, 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 blah. And you have to be aware of the fact the excavation teams that went out there with the National Geographical Survey. Blah, 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 blah.
Sir, are you a GS, sir?
That's what we get.
I'm a GS. I'm a GS.
They love saying that. I love that.
But what you guys are failing to mention is that I commute from Front Royal all the way.
Hated that.
How dare you know?
What a great DC call thing it was when they say.
How dare you interrupt my ignorance?
I love when they say what you fail to recognize or what you fail to understand.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys don't understand, and it'd just be some GS.
I had to call because you guys are idiots.
That's right.
With all due respect.
Yeah.
I got that one.
Yeah.
All hey, how you doing? This is Matt in Stafford. Listen, I work for the Department of Minicopa. You guys are neglecting the fact the Department of Transportation back in 1989 completed a complete survey of blah, 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 blah,
blah. Matt, are you a lifetime D.C. resident?
Yeah, I've been here. Well, my father was also worked for the Department of And listen, it's scheduled to be reexamined in 2023, and if they do that, they're going to make a decision.
Hey, Matt, have you been downtown to see the cherry blossoms?
Yeah, every year. Every year, I take the wife and the kids and grandma.
It's this call around this time of year, and the other one is, if you and your kids want to go to the Easter egg roll at the White House, I can get you in.
Oh, God, yeah. I know somebody.
Listen, are you guys interested in getting on the VIP list for the Easter egg roll? Would you like that? Would you like to get on the VIP? The VIP.
Washington, D.C., where everyone's a VIP. Would you like to go to the really exclusive party with 8,000 people? Yeah. I don't know. Which is less exclusive? Any VIP party in Washington, D.C., or the commissioner's party at the Super Bowl?
Well, Mike, I think the NFL modeled its entire game plan on Washington, D.C.
Well, whenever in my career in that fine city, whenever I went to maybe two events where I felt really special. I'm not talking. And one was just my buddy Jim Hobbs from Manassas had a connection with Capitol Hill. And I went up and met Congressman Tom Davis and we hit it off.
That's cool.
And Jim had to go somewhere and Tom Davis invited me to lunch in the congressional dining room. And that was, my friends, a VIP event.
That's
getting a tour of the facilities from a congressman. Mm-hmm. Great guy. Republican. Mm-hmm. There you go. Moderate Republican.
You sounded like O'Reilly when you said that.
He was a Republican. And we had great Republican. And we discussed some policy. He was an open-minded dude. He was a guy.
Awesome.
He was kind of a throwback back in the day.
What was your policy back then? Was it like, hey, O'Mara's would love to be open till at least 5 a.m.?
I don't even know if O'Mara's was a thing yet. And what was the other one?
I don't know if I ever asked you, and you might not even remember because it's such a non-part of the story. How was the food at the congressional dining room? And was it a menu? Did they serve you from a list of items? How did they do it?
The congressman had the porterhouse, and I had the penne spicy.
Spicy, of course.
What's that movie? Damn it, I always block on that title of that movie. The Contender.
The Contender. Hell of a sellout for the old man.
Well, that's my file on you, Senator. Where did you get it? That's my file on you. She'll have the porterhouse. Oh my God! The great eating scenes. Oh, it's a great eating movie.
Yeah.
It's woven throughout. But if you want to see one of the great eating scenes, it's Gary Oldman and oh God, why can't I remember that actress? The actress who plays Lane Hansen.
Yes.
Is her character's name, the senator.
Let me look it up.
And he's eating
so
in
bad.
This movie, and it's brilliant.
And also the president has a shark sandwich.
A shark sandwich. You know, that's shark steak. That's genuine shark steak. It was, what a wonderful movie. I got to go back and watch that movie again. It was that good. Mm. Anywho,
when you get there, when you went, and did you have to have a special pass to get into the...
Yeah, but not nearly the security that there is. Well, what security? I guess.
Yeah, well, you can go now. I'm saying
after January 6th.
Yes.
The second thing that was special for me was a
Joan Allen. Sorry, for
Joan Allen, great actress.
Yes.
A party at the Australian Embassy, which was a legitimate, exclusive embassy party that I thought was just really, really cool, with a lot of congressmen and senators there, and it was a kind of a who's who. And you know, then throughout the years you bump into different people, but the thing about Washington, about the nation's capital, and I've said this forever, due to the fact that many, many, many people work for the government and contracting independently for the government as well, you have a massive amount of people that think that they're connected and that think that they've got an in. And everybody wants to have that in. It is a culture based on who you know and influence in government. And so when you have these exclusive events, quite often that's what they use to sell the events, to make them seem like they're more exclusive than they are. And they're not. They
end up being, aren't they fundraisers of some sort? Like
they usually, but even if it's a particular trade show or a sporting event, the thing about VIP access where you get an exclusive event or something, you realize, in many cases when you arrive that, and you're thinking you're really special,
yeah,
because you've been invited to this. It takes you 5 seconds to get in the door and realize that this guy, you know,
3,000
Larry the cable guy,
here.
This guy's brother is sitting next to you burping up his peanuts, but, and you realize it's not that big a deal.
But the rube factor is strong enough that it takes many years for you to not be excited until that moment. You're always optimistic that this is going to be the one.
I
this
can't,
is going to be it.
I can't name them off the top of my head, but I'm sure it's that way in other places too.
Do you drive
probably
it by
worse,
head count?
10 times worse in Hollywood. What's that?
Do you drive it by head count? I guess that's not my world.
A lot of times it's, but you've been invited to things that you were told were really special that weren't that big.
But I grew up going to embassies with my parents. So it was never something that I was like, I just knew that I had to dress in a suit, mind my P's and Q's, and not mess up anything.
As somebody who had never been in that world, and Don and I used to say all the time, we were definitely outside the Beltway.
Yeah.
We were not in the in crowd. There was a particular type of radio personality who would be at those parties, and they normally would be news people or NPR people.
Felix Grant,
Felix Grant and Diane Rehm would be invited to everything. Shock jocks, not so much.
Well, then that makes sense.
We were the guilty pleasure. We were the one that nobody wanted to talk about.
Mike, all you got were ratings. That's it.
Right. But we got ratings, but also you don't want to have the circus clowns. You don't want to have Krusty and Sideshow Bob, knocking on the door of the exclusive party for the candidate,
Where's the shrimp?
Yeah. The only time I ever got invited to a candidate thing is when I ponied up the bingo. Back in the earning power days, and that was special too. But it's always that same kind of thing. And the attitude is kind of like the Californians. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
It's the way it always was, and I always felt, look, it's probably people that put on the clown shoes, as Oscar so eloquently said years ago, and show up as the DJs, we will always be the circus clowns.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it's perceived. By the way, it's taken me a few decades to finally learn that, all right?
I've
always embraced it. Okay. I love what I do. I love what I do. This is more fun than if I was, I think about a lot? I truly think about broadcast journalism. There's an anchor on CNN named Aaron Burnett.
Yeah.
And Aaron Burnett had to interview a lady that worked at the Colorado grocery store where 8 people were shot. And I said to my wife, I said, I had a degree in this. This was the path I was taking. I was going to be heading down the road to perhaps be that type of a broadcaster. I interned at NBC Radio to be a journalist. And I looked at that. I said, you know what? I can't imagine that you come into work and you've got that gig where you've got to call, set up a call with somebody and interview them about what it feels like to have your coworkers shot to death. Mm. I said, I wouldn't want that job for all the tea in China. Now, the breaking news story, well, we've done it to a degree.
Yeah.
We've done it with the terrorist attacks in New York City when we were on the air. So we've done it. That's a different animal. I'm talking about when they have to, and I've always said this about journalists, when you have to interview somebody that's lost somebody and you say, how does it feel? I've always felt that's unnecessary. And I've always thought as a journalist, when you're kind of doing your job because you're told to, it would be a horrible gig, to be at the scene when we know how that person's feeling, terrorized,
of course,
distraught, quitting their job, really just horrible. And I said, I ended up being a circus clown. I'm real happy that I was. I'm very happy that I can say stupid stuff. And, how many times do we all get asked the question, so what do you guys do? What kind of radio? And it's never like really a slam dunk. We have a slug line, three guys busting each other's chops, but it's really kind of hard to describe that we get in here,
Mike,
and
we
roll with it.
If Matt, that GSer, were to call back in, his question would be, so talk show, sports or politics?
NPR?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it would be. Oh, we have someone
NPR?
On the line, Oscar.
Yeah, on NPR, you guys on I don't listen to you often. I mostly have NPR on. I'm up
You going to the Christmas tree lighting, Matt?
Taking the whole family.
Yeah, I'm going down there. We're going to go down there and see the lights turn on.
Did you get in that special section?
Yeah, we're in the VIP section, which means we're only 550,000 feet from the lighting.
Mike, we came up with the perfect answer for today's, if we ever have cocktail parties again, which we will.
Yes.
But during the pandemic, it was, we're like Howard Stern without the sex or the success.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. That's us.
That's it.
Howard Stern without the sex or success. That's wonderful. But
isn't Howard Stern
we're
lately...
Howard Stern without the sex or success.
But isn't he more lately, isn't he Howard Stern without the sex now?
Well, I haven't listened. I don't listen to Stern as much as I should. I think he's a brilliant interviewer, and I like that he moved into that area,
right.
You know, and he's great. I'd love to do that, too.
It's a flex schedule.
How you doing, Rob? Now, Rob's got one on the line. Rob's got a fish.
We got a good fish.
I don't want to mention who the fish is, but a big fish. A big fish for us. Not a TV fish, not a sports fish, but
I think it's going to be
a big fish, a pop culture fish.
And I think
big
he'll
fish.
Be fun to talk to. I think he'll be fun
but
to talk to.
Don't rest on your laurels.
Of course not. Of course not.
And by the way, I could give you a primer on, I read your email because it was in the thread of what you said to that person to get, my God, it practically comes, the gist of that email was, hello, we're not really much and we don't do much, but we really would love, it would be so special. We've got some people that listen that it was just, You need to revamp that. You gotta come at them with, you gotta lie like a dog.
All right, I can do this.
You're great at that. You do that with TV. People.
Yes.
When you request interviews, as a matter of fact, you lie like a dog and come up with one that's just complete and utter
demand
crap.
Them.
Okay.
You're gonna be arrested for it. Just
make
say
them feel
lie
like
lie.
They're missing out.
Absolutely. But so you can't do that with, we are fans and stuff. No, never say we're fans. Or we. It's who cares?
They're lucky
cares?
We know who they are.
We are this. We have a window on this particular day. Mm. Lie. Now I know he'll do it successfully now because he's good at that.
I can
he's
lie.
Good at conjuring.
I can.
You're
yes,
good
I can.
At lying.
Yeah.
That should be very special. So, anywho, we love what we do. They're not going to build a canal up through the Potomac River.
The greatest news, Mike, is that you were able to get a vaccine today for
yes!
Your
and when? How are you doing with yours? You've been getting them
tomorrow.
For everybody else.
Tomorrow at what is it, 12:50 p.m. Mañana. My
this
birthday.
Is phenomenal.
Mañana.
Yes.
And are you fully yet, Rob? Are
no,
you fully?
I got another. You remember, because I got mine just before you.
Oh, you had 4 weeks of
but I got
and
a 4 week
needs
wait.
Two more.
No, one more. Just one more.
And which one are you getting?
I don't know what I'm getting, Mike. I'm taking whatever they give me.
So you might be getting Johnson?
This is the ongoing bit.
Actually, I saw the email he's getting in Washington, D.C. He's getting the VIP vaccine.
It drives me through the roof when people are like, which one did you get? Because you, for better or worse, right now, the Johnson & Johnson one's like, oh, well, at least you got something. I want all people right. to understand that every one of them count.
Yeah,
and
but
they
also
matter,
you have to understand,
right.
It was important to Mike that he got his second before me. That's why it was important he got the Pfizer, because that's how he wins.
What? No, I don't
think
about
you. It's not a competition. He's not a monster.
Mike, you did the first thing you said was, you mean
I'll... You did say that.
You
did
say
that.
I win.
Yeah, he did say I win.
I got my first shot after you, but my last shot before you lost again.
Can I plead, and not that Maddie needs this, but I would love Maddie to get vaccinated, so just the whole show. We could collect all five.
That'd be great. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Matt, are you open to a vaccine angel?
Oh,
just
I would. I would
you up.
Love a vaccine angel. Thank you.
All right. So I've got a little exercise in comedy, and since everybody's getting vaccinated around the country, hopefully we will have a handle on this thing in a month or two. I hope so. But here's a little comedy you can have fun with your friends. Because
all right.
If you ever have this discussion, everybody has it every day, and they say, "Did you get vaccinated?" And usually, the next one after that is, "Which one did you get?"
Right.
Okay. Have a little fun, one word answers, but don't use the real vaccines, okay? You don't say Pfizer, you don't say Moderna, you don't say Johnson & Johnson. Yeah. What you do is use it. So somebody says, hey, do you get the vaccine? I get it Tuesday. Which one are you getting? Say Tenactin.
Yeah.
Or NyQuil.
Goya.
Yeah, Goya. Any one name product, and it got to sound, Goya was, that's good
ask
because
me,
a lot
Mike.
Of people wouldn't
Dinner
know.
Ask right? me.
Hey, Rob, did you get vaccinated?
I did.
Which one did you get?
Godiva.
He wins. That's it. We got to take a break. That's great. So you can use a variety of products.
I love it.
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's is good.
It would be, have fun with it.
Heinz.
Anybody ask you, Heinz. Heinz. I got the Heinz and Heinz. It was great. That would be fantastic. We'll be right back with the homepage on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tonight, after an all-new Bloopers and Practical Jokes, it's a very special episode of The Regulars, when Oscar's big trip into the city presents a few surprises.
I see a man in front of me. that is pantsless.
It's the heartwarming story of Oscar and an angel in disguise.
He wasn't doing anything crazy to himself.
You know, to be fair, though, he would have been okay on a Zoom call.
See what happens when Oscar uses his charm and tries to help on his way to work.
I wasn't going to do that to a poor homeless man.
Well, the problem is, if you did that, he might make himself big.
Check it out, along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platform, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And as for our little hero,
wow, getting it done.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, look what I'm holding up here, liquid IV.
Oh, yum.
When we push our body or when we're just feeling run down, it's extremely important to take care of ourselves with the proper vitamins and nutrients. That's why liquid IV created Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support to help your immune system. Add it to a bottle of water and you are set. It's a cutting-edge blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune in convenient single-serving packets that help strengthen your immune system. Wellmune is a naturally sourced beta-glucan that's proven to help strengthen your immune system. We live on Liquid IV here at TMOS because it makes us feel great, has awesome tangerine flavor, and we know that with every purchase, Liquid IV donates a serving of Liquid IV to someone in need.
Yep.
Liquid IV has already donated over 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. I'm going out to the airport with my wife today where it's going to be 90 degrees down here, and I'm sure they could use it out there as well. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Just a quick shout out to the people at Liquid IV. I did a onboarding call with them last week, and normally when we do that, it's for a new client or if there's a problem.
Right.
They really just wanted to contact us and say thank you to all of us and our listeners for the ongoing support to Liquid IV. It's one of our greatest partnerships, folks. Keep it up. It'll make
Don't
you feel
happy.
Better. But it is such a great product, and we really appreciate Liquid IV.
Good folks. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Good folks.
Liquid IV is changing you and the world for the better. Get your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support in bulk at Costco, or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today by using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Now, play the thing that
does the thing
and make sure it's turned up.
All right, there we go.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device.
Right.
It's what you need to know.
Sure.
This is the homepage.
The homepage. Oscar was talking about this before the show today. Engineers on Monday partially refloated the colossal container ship that's blocking the Suez Canal.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Now, not a lot of details provided about this or when the vessel would be set free. Although the development marked the vessel's most significant movement since getting stuck last week, the salvage crew urged caution as obstacles loomed.
Mike, I think what's cool is that one of the reasons they were able to do it, if you want to talk about modern science, I guess it's fantastic, but the full moon actually raised the tide enough to make a difference. That's ancient technology being used to make this happen. It was
the moon?
The full moon related. Yeah, because the full moon has a significantly higher tide when the moon
the
is
moon.
Full. The moon.
And I should add that further, I guess just breaking before the show, when somebody was asking what maneuver was used to help free this vessel.
Yes.
Somewhat. They said the push-pull maneuver, which is basically rocking a boat.
Push me, pull you.
Yeah, exactly. From Dr. Doolittle, right?
Ship operators did not offer a timeline for the reopening of the crucial canal. Do you know it carries over 10% of global trade, including 7% of the world's oil? So I think we're going to, we need to see more at the gas pumps.
Wow, but they should use some of that oil to get that boat slick and moving on.
There you go. Joe Exotic and his husband, Dylan Passage, are getting divorced.
No.
Isn't Joe Exotic still in the joint?
He is
isn't
in jail.
Still in the Who's Cow? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
But maybe not right away. Joe says there is no hurry to make it official. Joe's nemesis, Jeff Lowe, he had a stroke. And he thinks it may have been caused by... He's the guy that was the slicky boy that tried to take over
right.
Joe Exotic's
exactly.
place.
Exactly.
Jeff Lowe thinks... He might have been poisoned. Somebody might have spiked his drink. That's what he says.
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. The Suez Canal traffic resumes after ship blocking trade route refloated just now.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they did it.
Now.
They moved it.
They moved it.
They moved it. That is
Yay,
up
Charlie!
To the minute news. That's fantastic. Oh, my God. That is just incredible. Maybe tomorrow we can talk to Charlie and find out where he's going now. Whatever. That sounded so jive. A British company called Longevida has come out with a list of the sexiest bald men, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, I'm waiting. Here I am,
I'm
ladies.
I'm so sorry.
What?
You weren't on the list.
What?
Prince William tops this year's list because he's been described as sexy 17.6 million times online, blogs, reports, and pages found by Google searches. He's followed by Mike Tyson. Wow. You go from Prince William to Mike Tyson, 8.8 million.
Have a comb over?
Yeah, he's balding, I believe.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that balding, I think that's more bald and less ding,
yeah,
if you get my drift. Jason Statham. 7.4 million.
Greenbow.
Pitbull. He's got 5.4 million. And Michael Jordan with 5.3 million. The top 10 is rounded up by Floyd Mayweather, John Travolta, Bruce Willis, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Vin Diesel. What music are you playing, just
Kojak.
Out of curiosity? Oh, that's a long time ago. The Rock definitely had something to say about the results. Quote, how in the cinnamon toast F does this happen when Larry David clearly has a pulse?
Oh, God,
that's funny. The Rock, funny man, like that a lot. All right, I put everything on this. This is an entire list that I'm going to share. I don't like to do that, but I have to. These are the 7 things you shouldn't be cleaning in the dishwasher. All right? We do. I throw a lot of golf hats in the dishwasher.
Oh,
I truly do.
That was a thing.
Well, these are things you shouldn't do. I'm going to go 7 to 1. Sharp knives. You should not do
that. That's true.
Rob, tell me the ones that you know. Acknowledge whether you know them or not.
I knew knives because what happens is there is a certain amount of abrasiveness to your soap that uses in a dishwasher. That's part of the way it works, and it'll dull your knives.
Never
dulls the blades. Certain plastic items. Look for dishwasher safe on the label or check the manufacturer.
No.
Just don't assume anything made of plastic is dishwasher safe. Mm. Some plastics can melt. I've been there.
Yep.
I've done
that. We've all been there.
Anything copper, like copper pots, don't do that. Aluminum cookware. Hello, gentlemen.
Aluminum.
I just lost you.
Oh, yeah. You've locked up.
They can hear you, but your video is gone.
Oh,
well, it's there, but it's frozen.
Yep. It's gone.
We put the
try to reconnect.
We put his camera in the dishwasher. Maybe we shouldn't have done that.
Mm. Can you put those copper fit elbow pads and knee pads into the dishwasher?
No, I don't think you want to do
Made
that.
Made of copper.
Number 3 is my whole thing's rebooting. Cast iron skillets.
I knew this.
Ruins the seasoning.
Yes.
Which is what cast iron is all about, and it can make them rust.
Yep.
So it's better to just clean them right away with hot water. Anything made of wood. Wood can warp or crack from the heat, especially cutting boards. So when they need a deep clean, scrub them with baking soda instead.
Mm-hmm.
And number 1 is, I didn't know this because I put this in there before, nonstick cookware.
Really?
I did not know that. No. Dishwashing soap is more abrasive than you think, as Rob mentioned, and can scratch things up. So nonstick
Maybe
cookware.
Maybe this is why my mom doesn't use the dishwasher.
Doesn't
makes
hold
complete
up.
Sense.
Could be, yeah.
Very
complete
well.
Sense.
And also, Oscar, don't put pets in the dishwasher.
No, no. But I like the hat. The hat idea. Is that something that everybody knows that you can put your hats in there?
Hat is a good thing to put in the dishwasher. And also, if you have a sponge that is kind of funky that you use to wash dishes, we run our sponges through the dishwasher.
What about tube socks?
You shouldn't have them in the first place.
Okay,
that'd be disgusting. I wouldn't like that at all. Now a little something for you boys. These two fellas, their names were Jacob Jordan and Robert Lee. They are both waiters who do the graveyard shift at a Denny's in Bryant, Arkansas. And last week, they both had a table waiting on a plate of chicken tenders. The cooks put out one plate, and Jacob and Robert got into a fist fight over whose table was going to get it.
Ooh.
Eventually, they started throwing their punches, and the cops came. When the cops ran their IDs, they found out both guys had lots of outstanding warrants. So both guys were arrested for battery, and now they'll be facing their other charges, too. Timmy says great carryout, too. I propose an immediate pardon for any server who gives a rat's ass for when you get your food during a graveyard shift at Denny's, people.
Amen, brother.
Here, baby. You need your own advocate.
We're going to pause for just a second, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we will have more of the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. And I'm going to stop at 43, Rob Spiewak.
Perfect.
Reconnect.
Hey, y'all, I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi, America, this is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears real tiny little jackets.
This is going to work, bro. I mean, this is going to be good. Right?
I make my own beer. It tastes like...
Take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan.
And I never shave my neck.
From shiny new licorice hats to red Solo cups.
I've got goose flesh.
The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
Golly.
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
That dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Best Fiends Boredom. It can strike at any time, which is why you need to keep boredom's worst nightmare with you at all times. I am talking about Best Fiends, the top-rated mobile and puzzle and adventure game and fun and good and the thing and the blagging and all that great. Rob loves Best Fiends. I love Best Fiends.
I'm re-energized on Best Fiends. I am up now, Mike, to level 2488.
Very
it is
exciting.
Called Wired to Go. You have to defeat 5 slugs and open 6 boxes, but don't think... It's unchanging. There's always something new. Now there are sea mines, like ocean mines out there, and also the boxes.
Sea mines?
Yes, yeah, like landmines, but in the ocean. And
is that
then,
really what they're called? Are they really called sea mines
that's
on
what,
Best
That's
Fiends?
What I call them. I
sea mines.
And then, Mike, there are chains on the boxes. So don't think it's easy to get into those boxes, baby.
Well, boredom doesn't stand a chance in the Spiewak household.
No!
Best Fiends has thousands of levels plus new content added all the time, so you never run out of entertainment. You don't have to be a hardcore gamer to love this casual game. It's made for adults, but fun for all, unless you hate fun. Do you hate fun? If you do, well, don't even bother listening to me.
Forget it.
Best Fiends is free to download, so do it now. With Best Fiends, there's something new today and tomorrow and every day after that. With Best Fiends, the fun never ends. As Rob described, he is all in, even though he called them sea mines, which I think you just say mines. Harbor mines. Who knows? He does.
Aquatic mines, Mike. Aquatic.
Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends, and we thank you. Had an interesting exchange with our boy Oscar over the weekend. Oscar texted me a recommendation for a film, since this is our film segment right now. Do you want me to give you my serious recommendation and then we can talk about that, or should we get right into Oscar's pick to click?
Well, may I give just the, if you, and then thank you for bringing this up, Mike, because it's very rare where you actually dive into something I offer you, and I was hesitant.
That's not true. That's right. I like your recommendations for movies.
Yes.
That when they're recommendations for me, this was for the whole family.
Yes.
I liked it.
Yeah. So for me,
unusual.
It was unusual because I was like, well, if I send this to Mike, he's going to hate it. But if I send it to Mike and Carla, we'll be A-okay. So I shoot him a quick text and include Carla within the thread, and I say,
Rob's going to like this text exchange.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yesterday is a great family film. For the both of you, for everyone. It's like over the top, like this is something you want to do on the family.
All right.
Mike does not miss a beat, and I see him writing because we both have iPhones, and I'm like, yes.
Oh, the spinny? You get the
spinny?
He's right.
Yeah. he goes, sorry, we already have plans for our Friday night movie. We're watching I Spit on Your Grave. Which made me laugh out loud alone in my office.
And you haven't been drinking? I've had a couple beers reply.
I'm maintaining my texting humor even when I'm not drinking.
Yes.
I'm a little heavier when it comes to social media posts because I'm not doing shtick on that. It's
right.
More like I really have to express my feelings to people where watching, I never get tired of seeing the little COVID pieces of paper where somebody's got the date on it, where they got it recommended. So we dive into this movie, and we're very much aware that this is Oscar's recommendation. And Mama brings it up to Michael and say, we're going to watch a family movie on Sunday. Sunday evening, we're going to watch a family movie. And
it's, what's it called? Was it called Nest Egg?
Yesterday.
Yes. How is your hearing doing? Yesterday, Rob. What's it called? Nest Egg?
Well, you know, sometimes diction is important as
well. Yeah, I do have a problem. Yes. Thank you.
Yesterday. And here's it's a little something for everybody. It has one of the loves of my life, Jennifer Garner, in it.
Oh,
I don't
that's
care
good.
If it's, so I say to myself right away, I don't care if it's a bad movie if Jennifer Garner's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Garner, who, she's interesting to me. She's the girl next door, but
she'll make a movie occasionally that's a badass movie.
Yep.
And then you'll see a little post where she's talking about she has a mom bod and she's happy with it.
From yeah, West
she
doesn't Virginia, have a mom. She, from West Virginia.
Is she from West Virginia?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
God. I had no idea.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, West Virginia.
Hey.
But she is... I just find her...
America is in love sweet. With Jennifer Garner.
Sure, and West Virginia.
She is terrific. And then we dive into the movie.
Stop that.
And within seconds, we draw a parallel to our boy Oscar and this particular film because it's mom and dad with their three kids and... Jennifer Garner is married to a Latin man. And I said, well, I wonder, you know, we immediately begin speculating, did Oscar like this because of this connection? Because
wow.
they're similar. If you took Shannon and Oscar and you plunk three kids down, you've got
could be us.
Oscar's
yeah.
family.
Could
yeah.
be us. Subconsciously, that could have happened, Mike. I cannot deny that.
It was yeah. interesting. Although, would you not agree that this actor, I believe his last name is Ramirez, is a little more Latin than you are?
Oh yeah,
you
say, he's not assimilated all the way.
He's like not assimilated. He has yes. there's a little bit of an accent.
Yes, Mike. Yeah,
it's Edgar Ramirez who yes. plays Carlos
Edgar.
Torres.
Yes,
Edgar Ramirez, and it's like you know he will be like you know, I don't want to overdo the the accent.
Of course
not. Kids, do you want a yes day? No, it's not like that as
Mike,
much, but
he's not
but,
George Lopez.
I know that's the only one that I do. It's like Babaloo.
You know it was now a great movie, Ricky Oscar. Ricardo. You never saw the George Lopez movie where he stopped being a shock jock and lost half his audience in a day.
No,
it was
no,
a I great movie. Really okay. good movie.
Terrible.
Yeah. Can I tell you why I like Yes Day before you completely destroy me?
I'm not going to destroy okay. you. My
why
son
did
loved
you like,
it.
Why did you like Nest Egg?
I liked Nest Egg because I imagine that if you were a parent,
yeah.
this would be a good. This is probably a better film for a parent than it is a guy who's at home watching Netflix.
Well, it's a total movie for a parent.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
but it's a movie for kids primarily. It's a kids movie.
It made me laugh. So if it made me laugh, a guy without kids.
The guidance counselor.
Yes.
An unsung hero.
Yes.
A very funny man.
Yes.
It's funny in that Disney way.
Yeah. And I felt
it's
like,
dramatic
I was like, you know who's going to love
Disney
this?
Way.
My friends with kids. Little kids.
Well, sure.
Well, it can't be dramatic then, in a Disney way unless a parent is killed. That's how Disney gets dramatic.
It was. Let me just say that we took it to the end. And on two occasions, we looked over at my seven-year-old, which is the greatest feeling in the world when you look at him and he's wide-eyed with a grin on his face and he's eating it up. Got bored three quarters through. That's normal
sure,
for him.
Yeah. It got slow. It got a little slow when they got all serious searching for the daughter.
And there were only two times, I believe,
spoiler
during the film
alert.
Where Carla looked over at me and went,
oh,
oh no.
Because
oh,
it was
no.
so syrupy.
Saccharine?
So,
oh,
no.
Oh, saccharine is not the word. It is totally saccharine. But it was, look, we knew going in, you know, right from the beginning, it's going to be that kind. And they've got the special effects. And, you know, when the father is in the park getting attacked by birds,
mm-hmm.
laugh out loud, funny. Mm-hmm. Very, very funny.
Not like the movie The Birds?
No, not quite as dire. But really, really special. It was
but a decent night for the family.
So is
a decent night for the family. And it countered The Father, which I watched with Anthony Hopkins, which is his performance is so brilliant that if they do not they meet him at his limo and hand him the Oscar right then and there, because there is nobody
nice.
That will touch that performance of Anthony Hopkins in The Father, which is one of the greatest acting jobs. He doesn't think of himself. He says, show up, know your lines and stuff right. like that. You never hear him being very pretentious about what he does. He's just got it.
He has this ability.
Now, the
he's
plot of the
actor.
Father is he is an older
he's an
guy,
old man with dementia,
and he has a yes day, right? He says
no,
yes to everything.
He does not have a day. As a matter of fact, he's dealing with a lot of no days, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry,
dear. That's what he is dealing with. It's very, very sad. So it was a nice little balance. But Oscar, thank you for the recommendation. We were thinking during the Father was, in my opinion, just a little too syrupy. I hate cutesy dads.
Agreed.
Yeah. I hate the cutesy guy.
Yeah.
The guy trying to be cutesy. I think I like men to be portrayed as men.
Yeah.
And another thing where here's the plot line, Rob.
Okay.
Tell me why you think our boy recommended it to me.
Okay, this is yesterday.
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 Yes.
Yesterday.
Charlie, did you get the boat out of the Suez?
I didn't. I'm gonna go home and watch Yesterday a million times.
The plot is the father is wonderful at home, but a real dick at work.
Really?
That's the thing. That's the plot.
Oscar, when do you get your check?
That is a Oscar. He won't admit it, or maybe he will. I think he identified with what his world might be with children.
Yeah.
You know, I've always said I thought Oscar would be a good dad, even though he does the whole, but you don't, Rob does not necessarily agree with me.
I think maybe he might be a good dad in some time. He needs to temper. He's like a very young beer. He's not quite at his
optimum. Young beer.
Yeah. He's not at
domestic or foreign.
Oh, definitely domestic. Have you ever done like a brewery tour and they say, this will be beer in 5 weeks, and you taste it and it's
really horrible.
Yeah, that's kind of where Oscar is right now.
Never done that. So what's that like? I mean, I hate to digress, but
it's like yeast.
It tastes like yeast, but brewery tours are great because they invariably give you free beer.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
Yeah, I love it.
So I thank you for that recommendation.
I'm sorry Carla didn't like it. That's too bad.
No, we liked it Carla laughed and between looking at her phone, and posting, be the best person you can.
See, you had
all that
better
stuff
luck.
That she posted.
Last week I came home and turned on a movie that I did the math I probably haven't seen in 35 years. And when I first got HBO when we lived in Vienna, it was just HBO. It wasn't cable TV. It was a special box that you got that made Channel 3 on your television be HBO. That was home box office back then. And they showed this movie so many times that even after 35 or 40 years, I still know all the words. I turned on Turner Classic Movies. I've actually tried to buy this movie, but it's out of print. Mike, I watched about 2/3 of Bugsy Malone. And Julia came in. Have you ever seen Oscar, this movie?
No, I have not.
It's a movie.
It's horrible.
It is a movie that is, it was made in the 70s. It's got
Scott
Baio.
Paul Williams?
That's the thing. Now, here's what's funny. Julia comes in.
God. Do you watch it because it's so bad it's good?
Yes, in many ways. Because it's got it's Scott Baio's big break. It's like Jodie Foster's big break.
You want to talk about saccharine and syrupy.
And it's so
stage
over
kids.
The top. Very much stage kids. It's a 1930s. Gangster comedy Oscar
with
musical
children.
With children that drive 1930s cars that are run by pedals and their machine guns shoot pies. So they kill each other by shooting pies at each other. Julia comes in and watches about 5 minutes of this and she says, Dad, what the hell is this? And meanwhile, I still know all the words to the songs because I watched it over and over and over again.
Why did you watch that so
much? Because there was only like 6 movies on HBO when home box office started.
I wasn't having adult supervision.
And so I'm watching it and Julia says, the music. I said, yeah. She says, every song sounds like it's from the Muppet movie. And I said, it's because it's Paul Williams and he only knows 6 melodies. That's why. So I was very proud of her for noticing that.
I have to ask you, after getting the recommendation, which was a hit yesterday, should I sit Michael down and would he enjoy Bugsy Malone?
He would if you can find it, because I actually, I went on a thread and a search after. It's still out of print. You can't buy it.
Well, if it's on TCM, it's floating around DirecTV
somewhere, you can probably find it on demand for, I believe it's HBO Max that has TCM.
Bugsy
on
Malone. Mike, I watched that just because it's been... I have no
You would laugh at the music, and also the guy that plays Fat Sam is pretty funny. He went on to be on the show Fish, but it's all kid actors. It is such a time capsule, and it's weird because I hadn't seen it probably since I was like 12 years old, and to have it roll out and to know it as well as that, your brain does weird stuff, man. Saves
there
weird
you go.
Stuff.
That's Yes Man, The Father, a serious movie, and Bugsy Malone. That's your acid trip movie segment on the Michael Merritt Show.
Yes Day.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yes. Did I say yesterday?
Yes, man.
Yes, man. Yes, man's Jim Carrey, right?
Yes, he's a very talented man.
Yesterday. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now more than ever, the need for more communication is stronger than ever.
We need more. Yes. We need more.
More. Yeah.
What do Mike, Rob, and Oscar need more of? Your cards and letters in the TMOS mailbag.
Oh, damn!
That's right. And sending a note is easy. You can do it by email.
It's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Or the old-timey way through the Postal Service.
Speedy delivery to you.
Send it to P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007.
I got to tell you something. Rob needs more letters.
Then tune into TMOS on Tuesdays when Rob reaches into his bag.
Attaboy.
And gets your note on the air.
We want to do it.
The TMOS mailbag. It's a way for you to get the unvarnished truth.
If you do hand me a Miller Lite, I will hand it off.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Noom. Think about everything you've ever learned about getting healthy. There's a lot of contradictory information out there. And things like that old-fashioned food pyramid, they're not much help. That's kind of irrelevant now. That's why I love Noom. You see, Noom is about what you just ate. It's not about what you just ate. It's about how you eat in general. Noom teaches you about eating, your cravings, and how to build new habits so you can ditch your misconceptions and get smart about your food and the choices you make. Based in psychology, Noom teaches you how to eat because you don't need rules to lose weight. You need knowledge.
Knowledge, Oscar.
Knowledge is important. Mm. With Noom, you pick the health goals that are right for you, and Noom personalizes a weight loss program to help your aspirations become reality. Plus, Noom is flexible, empathetic, easy, and forgiving. They know you're only human. If you stumble, it's easy to get back on track. It works. We love it. It's only 10 minutes a day, and you don't have to commit to a rigorous plan. Noom works with you, and I want you to try Noom. It's worth it. It'll change your life, and I'm going to sneeze. hold on. Look at the light.
No, don't look at the light, Carol Ann. Don't look at the light, Carol Ann.
I'm allergic to Noom. No, I'm kidding.
You're not.
I'm
not. Come
I'm on. Making a joke. I make it. They know that. They have a sense of humor in Noom.
Look at you.
Oscar loves Noom. Carla never looked better. There's a science to getting healthier, and it's called Noom. I need my second shot.
Come on.
It's called Noom.
Noom.
Jeez. Sign up for your trial today. The best show ever. This is bad. What a Monday. Today at Noom. That's Noom.com. Noom will give you a free one. /TMOS. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Ready to learn how to live healthier? Huh? Are you?
Yeah. Yes.
Sign up for Noom today at Noom.com/TMOS. You gonna love it.
To be fair, Mike, you didn't sneeze on either of the first two times we started the show.
My God, I don't know what happens. I mean, I've been doing that a lot. I think it's age. Just add it to age.
Allergies. You
know,
allergies.
Speaking of the vaccine, I have to tell you this.
Yes.
Look. I really try hard to be okay with a certain mindset and look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
The election's over. It's time to move forward and all that. I got no patience whatsoever with people who are like, man, I'm not getting it. With their self-satisfied smile or their little thin line mouth going, no, I'm not going to get it. F you and the horse you rode on. I'm just really, people not getting the vaccine are the worst kinds of human beings. I'm sorry. Not only are they dumb, they're just dumb, but they're pig-headed and they're selfish too.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that. And I know we have anti-vaxxers out there that maybe this doesn't apply to if you've been anti-vaccine your whole life, but these are not the people I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one idiot that said to me, well, I'm going to wait and see how everybody else does. Well, that's really kind. That's really thinking about your common man. The goal of this vaccine is for the common good. A concept that while you've been hoarding your money and putting it away and everybody over just to get ahead in the world because you care about you and your family and nobody else. I know that's probably a concept that's foreign to you, but that's what it's all about. It's all about everybody getting vaccinated. And here's the great thing about this vaccination. Not only do you feel personally safer when you get your vaccine, but you've done a solid for your fellow man.
Of course.
You pig-headed asshole. I'm really tired of this attitude.
And it makes me madder than anything during the entire 4 years of the Trump deal from your wonderful orange president who decided to sneak away and get vaccinated without telling everybody. You know why? Because he's bright enough to know that it's the right thing to do for his own personal safety, and he doesn't give a flying F about you, and that's why he hasn't come out over the top and said, go get vaccinated. So he can still fuel this ridiculous no mask world out there that somehow you're dumb enough to make it political. I just wanted to share that. I'm sorry.
I implore our listeners, if they're at all interested in this, to check out. You can find it on demand, or I'm sure they're going to play it hopefully a dozen times. Yesterday, CNN, they released a postmortem on the overall response to COVID-19 from last year to now. Mm-hmm. And just the insight you get from these doctors and the lack of leadership from the top, it's just flabbergasting.
Yeah, like, they're all coming out now. Yeah, I'm sorry, wild. Dr. Birx. You know what I mean? You're all coming out now. Yeah,
right.
The time to do that was to put your ass on the line when it mattered most and not be complicit in his stupidity. I believe that with all of my heart. Lives could have been saved.
Of course.
History will judge what happened here. But right now, I'm talking about now.
Yes.
And if you don't have any real compelling reasons to, you know, I said, are you afraid that you will die if you get the vaccine? Are you afraid that it will not work? Most of them, they're not like that. They're more just kind of like, meh, somebody else is going to get it. I don't need it. That's stupid.
That's stupid in its purest form. It's beyond stupid.
I mean, but it's taking your pigheadedness and even for
next
your
level.
And disregarding your own personal safety.
Let's talk about that.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's I can't. It's why I posted online that when I have the joy of saying it is so non-political. What it is affirming life and people doing the one thing. This is the vaccines are. Everybody on board. The vaccines are Rosie the Riveter. The vaccines are we're collectively coming together as a country. And you want to be on the outside. Why? Because you still have a little hissy fit because your man didn't win. Is that what it's all about? I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. So I have to counter my anger about that with just the wonderful joy that I'm feeling because it makes me happy every time I see somebody's gotten a vaccine. And, you know, especially when the people who are most vulnerable. And it's stunning to me that this has ramped up to the degree that it has. I didn't read the article Oscar was talking about, but boy, oh boy, have some correct moves been made ramping up the production of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And having people come in. And I just hope we don't get to a situation where this thing is hanging in there.
Yeah.
A little spike in Florida this weekend because of spring break. All those kids, when they're allowed to, when it's 16 and over, I want to see everybody get it. And then I will get my child the vaccine if it proves to be a dosage that is, you know, reasonable for him. Or if the CDC and the right people, the scientists say, go ahead, it's safe for him. God,
Julia just over the weekend booked her two appointments. So she's going to be good by the time she moves back down to college.
Just makes me feel so warm inside when you see that.
It's the best.
You know?
It's the best.
Yeah. And I just think people that went with that, it's this, how would you describe it?
Selfish.
You
know?
It's selfish, but also stupid. But I don't know if it's sort of a horse race between selfish and stupid. It's like saying that if you're in a room with 10 people and 9 people have the vaccine, why do you need to get it? Because you need to get it because everyone needs to get it.
The idea that this is politicized, as masks were politicized and continue to be,
right,
is it's shocking with all the information that's available to us in real time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's still shocking.
I should also point out, Oscar, the overwhelming amount of people down here who I know who were on the opposite political aisle from me are getting this vaccine.
Good.
It is a subset of these morons that just want to put their feet down and say, nah, 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 I'm not doing it, and you can't make me. It's childlike.
That's really what it's like. Mm-hmm. It's like having a toddler. It's like having a toddler. But I have to really reiterate that the majority of people down here, regardless of political party, regardless of presidential elections, they're getting their vaccine. And they're doing it in droves because the, you know, this is the part of the country where it's hard to get them. And thank God I was lucky enough to get my wife a vaccine today. Very happy.
So
but I know
happy.
It's going to open up because everybody I'm talking to is getting the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Many, many people I talk to down here are fully vaccinated. So amen to that. Salute to you. That's great. We are appreciative of all of that and keep doing it and get yourself vaccinated when you get a chance. I hope you're not somebody who wants to, you know, say the other guy will do it. I'll be fine. No, that's not a smart way to do it.
Bad.
You're helping public health when you go out and get your vaccine. We'll take a break. Come back with the digital dumpster.
Yes.
I said it right this time on the Mike O'Barry Show, everybody. Hello there. I know it might seem counterintuitive and maybe even silly to take advice from a promo, but I'm something of a famous radio pitchman. So this is something you can believe in. My mother always said that you can trust a man with facial hair. And if you have any confidence at all in the wisdom of a mother, it's time to stare at my drawn-on mustache and heed my words. Do you need a little more laughter in your dark, secluded, lonely life? Sure you do. You need the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. For pennies a day, the Bonus Show will take you from zero to hero. And all the ladies will be digging your scene. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad for you. Buy the Bonus Show and make me smile. A big, flashy, fake, insincere smile. You earned it, Pajango. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, more than likely, your family's sticking close to home this spring, which is still a big change for you and your kids. Why not get them a super cool STEAM project that takes their imagination on a trip without leaving home? STEAM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Art and mathematics. I put the A as an and.
Well, that's good.
Probably I should have been taught STEAM better. Mike O'Mara, master pitchman. It's science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a fun project every month, perfect for trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers, and every stage in between. KiwiCo takes exploration to new heights, and everything they need is inside each crate, so your child can get started right away. It's hard to keep kids intellectually engaged. KiwiCo can help. Plus, there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. I love that KiwiCo got Michael interested in astronomy. We had a great time with that. It's an awesome way for him to stretch his brain, and what a brain he's got, in a fun way at home. He loves it. I want you to check out KiwiCo. There's something for every kid or kid at heart every single month. Get 30% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS. Let's reach over and do it right now.
Careful now.
There it is. There's that sound.
Mike, do you think sometimes Pat Sajak works blue just because he thinks he can get away with it?
The only thing I think about Pat Sajak on Wheel of Fortune is that when they lose the big money at the end, he is super, super happy.
He's not happy for losing money. He's happy that they have not taken his money.
Exactly. He's happy that they don't.
He's like a commission employee.
I fully expect to. I'm not going to say that it's the truth. It's just an opinion that I have. But I do believe that just the way it appears to me sometimes that when Pat Sajak, let's see what you could have won. Oh, $36,000. And it's always $36,000.
Yeah, it is.
And he just says to himself, they didn't get it again this time. And if they win big.
Yeah.
If they win big, if you have like that miracle that it's a $1 million winner,
right,
which has happened once, I believe, I wouldn't want to be around Pat Sajak.
No.
I bet he would be pissed off for a month. Absolutely. Yeah, his job, he thinks his job is to save that show money. That's why he's lasted as long as he had.
Yeah.
The company man.
Do you think he's visited by the ghost of Merv Griffin? Save the money,
ooh,
Pat.
Ooh, hey, ooh, ooh, Merv. Merv, Pat, yeah.
Well, the thing is the ghost of Merv would talk just like live Merv. Talk, have the same voice.
Ooh, do you not like giving away money?
Anyway, I don't know if I was the only one who thought this sounded dirty on Friday night.
D. She wants a D, and she's going to get one. And you can pick up that wild card.
Play that again, please. Right. And also, please get that right out to the host of the show. Please.
Of course,
D.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one. And you can pick up that wild card.
Okay. You know what? That's fun.
Is it me? I don't know.
No, it's fun. All right. It's just fun. Could you play it one more time, please?
Of course.
D.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Thank you.
And you can pick up that wild card.
We're children.
Mike, Dateline, Northern California. Her name is Mary Robertson. She's a teenager, and she went to give blood. Now, one of the most important things about giving blood is waiting at the place to make sure you're okay. You know, they make you sit, usually give you a cookie, some orange juice. You okay? Okay. She didn't wait. And she left because she didn't want to be
it's
a
like
problem.
It's like you said about the vaccine, only it's just waiting to see if you're okay. It's not waiting to see. You said it. I'll never forget it. Like you have to wait there so you don't go into shock.
Anaphylactic shock, Mike. You don't want that. That's a bad side effect. Okay. And it can happen.
You didn't
happen.
Say anaphylactic shock.
Mike.
Thought about it the whole time.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one. And you can pick up that wild card.
Well, this is what happens in Northern California. Mary Robertson did not wait. She left, and she drove into a lake.
They both were busy, and I didn't want to bother anyone. And I thought it was fine after sitting there for around 45 minutes, so I just left. It felt like I would, like, just blinked, and then when I opened my eyes, because, like, someone was yelling at me, when I opened my eyes, and I was in the middle of the lake. I'm just really glad that my window unrolled, because if it didn't, I would probably be dead right now.
Yeah, so she
is this an adult or a child?
This is a teen. Oh, I would put her about 18 that she had drove into a lake after giving blood. So wait around when you have when you give the blood, eat the cookie, drink the OJ. Don't rush out.
Well, also if you're talking like that and you're 32, time to see a shrink.
Also, what about giving that blood back? Something's up.
You don't think that's good blood? Bad blood.
Yeah, it's like, that's fantastic. I'm doing really, really well. I've done something good for my film. Oh, John.
Mike, I'm not much into modern art, but there is a display in Vancouver, and this piece was largely made out of bubble wrap. That was the modern art piece, which is not good when someone comes in and pops all the bubbles.
The damaged art was entitled Delta Trim, and that was created in 2018 by Maureen Grubin. The damage to the Delta Trim was just isolated to the portion comprised of bubble wrap, which had been allegedly popped by the suspect. So it is estimated that if repairs can be done to this piece of art, it would cost between $5,500 and $6,500.
$6,000 worth of
my
damage.
My ass. My ass. Come on.
Well, Mike, the hardest part was shipping it.
Really? Really? Bubble wrap at $5,000-$6,000?
That's where you're at. That's
the
world,
the art world, la 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 la.
Saturday Night Live, I had high hopes for it this weekend. Maya Rudolph hosted. She's very funny. But I will give you the one time, this is the one joke that brought me joy. I thought this was a funny joke.
During a congressional hearing, Mark Zuckerberg confirmed that he was creating an Instagram for kids. Wow, an app filled with pictures of just kids? I mean, what could go wrong?
I just saved you 89 minutes and 10 seconds.
That's it?
That's it.
That's
the
joke?
It was horrible. It was horrible. Legendarily horrible. And also they did, their big thing now seems to be a rap song that's very, very slickly produced, like an MTV video back in the day, about a current topic. And this one was about boomers getting the vaccine, which is okay. But it felt to me like it lasted about 40 minutes. So it's just not a good. Come on, guys.
Yeah,
come on, guys.
Shame.
Please, 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 please. They did a survey of the best albums of the 1980s. And I agree with a lot of them. So Peter Gabriel was on the chart. Nirvana made the chart. 1984, Purple Rain, Brothers in Arms, Dire Straits. What do you think is graded? And this is Guitar Magazine, Ultimate Guitar, I should say. So it's obviously leaning rock.
Okay, well, but it's significant that there is a Guitar Magazine, isn't there?
Yes,
isn't
But this is Ultimate Guitar.
Okay, go ahead.
So what do you think is the top, according to Ultimate Guitar, obviously it skews rock. What do you think they say is the top album of the 1980s?
Thriller.
See, I would have guessed that too. That only came in at number 7.
All right, let me try again here.
All right.
Thriller. Purple Rain is up there.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Every Rose, no, that's 90s.
I'll give you a hint. Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses went at number 2. Number 1, and I guess they're not really my scene, but I can appreciate them. They gave the ultimate album, Master of Puppets, Metallica.
Master of Puppets, I'm pulling
It's very narrow.
Don't you think?
I think it's narrow. I mean, yeah, and you know, I'm all for them. I think they're a wonderful band, but I just wouldn't have picked that as the definitive. And the style of music is, you know, is not my bag anyway. You know, I don't like metal.
I like their style, you know? And I appreciate their style, and I think they're the best at it. But also, I think it's hard to put a finger on what song comes from what album. Because it tends to repeat to me,
but it's to that audience, right? Guitar, it's for the magazine, and that's who they're gonna push.
I suppose, but I mean, if they mention Thriller, Thriller's a better album. If it makes
Rick
the
Astley
list,
wasn't on the list.
No, Mike. All right. They gave up on him. I'm sorry about that. Very good. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Metallica, and let's close with this, Mike. His name is John Hansen. He is the PA guy for the Chicago Blackhawks. But his past, as he came up, he was a traffic guy on television. So he did over the weekend on Twitter, traffic for the Suez Canal. So we close with the traffic update. If you're traveling through Egypt, you're going to want to pay attention.
Heading up to the north, nothing doing here, too. Brakes all the way up to the Port Said. Same to the south, too. Suez Gulf looking pretty heavy, nowhere going anywhere. And this extends all the way out to the Red Sea. Red Sea more like red brake lights for the as far as the eye can see. Now, your alternates as we zoom in out here and look to the south, around the Ethiopian coast, Djibouti, nothing doing there. We're going to have to go all the way around down south. Now, your alternate Madagascar, you can go left or right. Both lanes are open all the way around Cape Horn. Now, this will take you 10 days. It'll certainly save you the 5 or 6. You'll be stuck there.
Remember, Mike, if you're going to Djibouti.
Cape Horn. He just blows off Cape Horn like you're going around. Because really, that's where ships have to go. If they really have to get there, it's 10 days to go around the Horn. You know, I've seen enough movies to know what the seas are like in that part of the world.
But remember, Mike, if you're going to Djibouti, nothing going there. That's your digital dumpster. Close it up. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's awesome. That's cool. I like that. That's a lot of fun. We got to get out of here. Sorry for the glitches. We had a couple of them today. But you know what? It happens. It's live, folks. It's live on tape. It's like the Larry Sanders Show. We got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
D.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one. And you can pick up that wild card.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can't believe you're ending the show.
It ain't over until it's over.
Oh, good for you.
Ooh, that's a bingo.